brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stacy's just joining us. Thank you for carrying the broadcast. It is the 20th day of February 2007 on this Tuesday edition. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're just going to call her Diane from Pennsylvania. We know her full name. We learned about her from the president of the Texas Eagle Forum, Kathy Adams. She's also involved and chairs some of the national boards of the Texas Eagle Forum. We're going to have her with us for the full hour in studio, and then in 30 minutes, Diane from Pennsylvania, whose daughter had very serious adverse reactions to this vaccine, will be coming on with us, but it's embarrassing what's happened to her, and I'm not going to say any more. Obviously, the mother doesn't want her full name known on air and the different things that she has dealt with. And we, again, are honored to have Kathy Adams, president of the Texas Eagle Forum, since 1993 in studio with us. She has a lengthy bio, but in the interest of time, why don't you just tell the listeners in a nutshell a little bit about yourself. It's fine. The microphone's fine right there. Tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am Kathy Adams, and I've been president of the Texas Eagle Forum for a number of years, since 1993, as you said. And I'm more proud, actually, of being married for 37 years, such a rarity in our day. And I'm most excited about expecting the fourth grandbaby, actually, in August. And so that's about who I am. And actually, my motivation, I think, is very clear then with my precious family. I'm out to protect them.
What about dealing with where the money comes from for all this to happen out of the gates? Because you were in studio last segment when I was talking about people emailing me saying, "You're a liar. Rick Perry doesn't take money from Big Pharma." All I was doing was reading out of the Associated Press.
That's right. The Associated Press did break this story that our governor has gotten $6,000 from Merck, the very company that is the producer of this vaccine. Now, the rest of the story is that's kind of a small amount. I mean, he gets very, very large donations, and so $6,000 is not that much. Now, his former chief of staff being the lobbyist for Merck, and of course he's making much more money than $6,000 in order to be such a lobbyist, I think that that is actually much more influential in this case than the money from Merck directly to the governor.
And you also have Merck lobbying this little legislative subgroup that is pushing the whole thing.
Yes, and what's really interesting about that is I've been to a number of United Nations meetings, as you know, and the way that the United Nations hires their lobby is very unique. They hire non-governmental organizations, and these organizations are just a bunch of mouths that don't think for themselves. And they're fed information by the corporate sponsor, and then they come in, and that's exactly what they speak. And so they have a paid lobby. And I have watched these lobbyists do things like dress up in Tony the Tiger uniforms in order, costumes in order to make fun of the oil industry in our country. I have watched them climb walls. I've seen them pretend to be witches and stirring a pot and pretending to be portraying Macbeth. And so they're very, very well funded. I've never seen better street action in my life. But now, how is that relevant? Because the United Nations has paid for their lobby for years. Their most influential one in the past was Bella Abzug, who was the woman who was the arch enemy of families, in my mind, and the arch feminist. And so starting in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, in order to lobby for all the environmental wacko ideas, Bella Abzug put this group of radical women together.
And then the media points at them and says, "Look, it's grassroots."
Absolutely.
And it's on UN payroll. Stay there. Right. We've got a break. When we come back, long segment, plenty of time to walk through all this you know, basically how they engage in this rent-a-mob and just how much Merck has lobbied all over the country for this new live cancer virus vaccine and the huge backlash now against Perry concerning that. Stay with us. We appreciate you joining us.
It's here at
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Kathy Adams is the president of the Texas chapter of the Eagle Forum. She's also on several other national boards and has been to many United Nations meetings, many different other meetings where they're pushing the whole New World Order globalist agenda. We are honored to have her in studio, and I do want to spend some time in this hour with her talking about other issues that she's been exposing and fighting as she's defending our sovereignty. But if you read the articles in Reuters and the Associated Press and the Washington Times and all over the place, you keep seeing her name pop up because she's right here in Texas. She is effectively fighting our governor, Mr. Open Borders, big government, phony conservative Rick Perry, who is on the payroll of Big Pharma, and his former chief of staff is on the payroll of Big Pharma, as well as this front group, this women's group, as they call it. Oh, it's for the women, in quotes, who's out pushing this. And they have, the governor puts out a young, intelligent, 20-something-year-old spokesperson about how great this is and all the girls need it. They're talking about girls as young as 9 getting it. The governor's recommending 10 to 11. It is a live virus. Tell us again, for stations that just joined us, a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in this, what we're facing, and just run down the gamut in a nutshell in about 4 or 5 minutes, and then we'll detail more of that. But if you say we're on national television right now, and you've had 5 minutes to lay it out, what would you say to the American people about this live cancer virus that they want to try to force our girls to take?
Well, I think that the thing that is most onerous about this is that it's being presented as a preventative of cancer caused by an HPV virus. The fact is that there are more than 100 strains of HPV, and this Gardasil vaccine for HPV only guards against or targets 4 of those strains. So if a young girl has one of those other 100 strains of the vaccine, and they're very different, as a matter of fact, from one country to another, so those along our border coming up from Mexico would be a bit different than they might be in the northern part of Texas. And so this vaccine has been presented as a prevention for cancer, and there's no way that that kind of claim can be made. As a matter of fact, when you look at the fine print being put out by Merck, the company that produces this Gardasil vaccine for HPV, they don't make the claim that it prevents cancer. They cannot. And as a matter of fact, the same company is being sued because of how they misled people concerning another one of their drugs. And so I think what they're doing is they're trying to help pay for Vioxx, the name of their other drug, that they've lost a lawsuit in the court of law because they were misleading patients. And so now, with a vaccine, and especially with a mandated vaccine, that cannot come under the same kind of law that has been concerning the Vioxx vaccine. So they can help pay for Vioxx HPV instead of human papillomavirus preventing. Because, as I say, there are more than 100 strains. There are only 4 that are being targeted. And another uniqueness about this vaccine is the fact that for the first time they are taking a genetically altered virus and introducing it into a human body. This is new and different, and really no one knows what's going to happen with that. Furthermore, I think it's really interesting to note that if you go online, you'll find that there are 80-some cases of reactions to this vaccine. But the group that follows vaccines nationwide has found now that there are 385 of these kind of reactions, and that's with a vaccine that was approved only last June.
And there's been limited use so far, as you just pointed out. This just started in June, and normally, historically, the numbers later will be much higher because doctors don't know what they're looking for right now. As this problem progresses and gets much worse, as the indicators are showing, then we're going to see a lot more reporting on it.
That's right, and the vaccine itself was just approved by the FDA only after a 6-month review and a 4-year test just last June. And so now Texas would be the very first state in the nation for a mandate. Once you have a mandate, then parents believe that someone must know more than what they do. Someone must be smarter than what they are. And so when they go to the physician says this is a mandated vaccine, then the parent is going to step out of the way and say, well, I want my child to be protected from that. And so this whole mandate idea is very much a ruse. And it will, for the first time, cause our little girls in Texas to become experiments for a nationwide plan.
And the New York Times is reporting that over 20 states are now lining up saying they're going to do it as well. So Rick Perry basically is trying to pull some of his buddies' bacon out of the fire. Merck also has massive funding federally and in every other state in the union. And do we have numbers on how many state legislators here in Texas have been paid by Merck?
I don't know that. This Women in Government group, though, the state leader for Texas, is the chairman of our Public Health Committee, which is very suspect as well. Because when you have the chairman of the Public Health Committee, part of the Women in Government, that is funded by Merck.
That's on record that she's gotten a lot from them.
Yes, and then you start following the money. And then you also recognize that her daughter-in-law is the governor's chief of staff, and then the current lobbyist for Merck is the former chief of staff, and things get very, very suspect. But let me
Wow, this is a web.
Yes, it is a web. And our governor is seeking actually $29 million in state money in order to mandate this, as well as $43 million in federal dollars in order to mandate this.
Now, let's be clear. Last week, I was saying $360 roughly to get it. The New York Times is now reporting upwards of $400. Is it $360 or $400?
It is going to be the upper end. And let me tell you, the numbers that were coming out originally were $160 just for the vaccine cost itself. I've spoken with a person who works in a public clinic in Lubbock, Texas, who would be administering this at $225 per shot, plus a $50 fee to administer it.
So that's $900 because there's three shots.
Yes, that's right. And so we.
Oh my gosh, this is big money.
This is the most expensive vaccine on the market.
$900.
The most expensive vaccine.
$250 plus a $50 clinic charge per injection, three injections, three times $300, $900.
That's right. And so when you follow the money, it is very suspect that this is anything other than when you figure there is no health crisis, you figure the number of cervical cancer cases per year is less than 4,000. And my heart goes out to the women who have cervical cancer, especially those who are innocent victims, those who have husbands who are unfaithful.
But still, 4,000 out of 300 million people,
we're looking
150 million women, that's nothing.
Well, when you look at the fact that it represents 0.007% of the new cancer cases per year, we're talking about something that is not a crisis.
Okay, now let me walk through this. I don't know if we'll play these clips today, but 2 weeks ago we did. Local newscasts, national newscasts, there were so many lies that I was filling sheets of paper, you know, just trying to go over them all. First, they claim that it's 9,716 cases in the year, but then you read deeper, it was 9,700 and something women that had the virus when they were tested, and it's like it's really right around 4,000 that have actually died. We're talking a couple hundred in the state of Texas. It's a very treatable cancer. Then Merck admits on their own website that this doesn't even treat, might help with some forms when there's hundreds of strains of the papilloma. Then they lie about the cost. First it's 360, now it's 400. You call somebody at a clinic, they tell you no, 900.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Yes, it is. And also it's interesting to note that while the governor is saying this is going to be a cancer prevention, which even Merck, Gardasil, does not make such a claim, but one of the other strains that it does target, among the four strains only, is one that creates or would produce genital warts. And some of these are like cauliflower shape. I mean, it's really gross. So why in the world are you going to say to a young girl that this is a prevention for cancer when really what you're doing is causing her to think that she has a sense of security, a security against a cancer or against something else that could
be. But in truth, it only covers a few strains and there's hundreds, and so she's going to go out and.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
And be unarmed, actually, thinking that she's protected. I mean, very obviously, if this would protect against four strains out of 100 of the HPV virus, what about AIDS? It doesn't protect against AIDS or the other nearly 40 other sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, but don't worry. I've got another report here where they're saying now we've got a vaccine for chlamydia. I mean, so will there be... also in the local news piece, they had the spokesman for Merck on going, and the governor's spokesman saying, listen, this is the number two cancer for women. I went and pulled it up. And the number one cancers in this country are, and it changes year to year, but in the top 10 are lung cancer, breast cancer. In men, it's the prostate cancer. It's liver cancer. It's skin cancer. It is, this thing wasn't even on the top 20 list, but they're saying it's the number two cause of cancer. They're just lying. It's just constant lying.
Well, it grieves my heart.
Can you speak to that?
Yes, absolutely. It grieves my heart that we have so much misinformation out there, and part of it is even coming from the man who issued the executive order. And in the name of health, in the name of truth, I think that parents deserve so much more than that. Legislators deserve so much more than that. But certainly the little girls don't need to be thinking that they're going out armed and safe and secure when they are not.
You made that point, and I had never thought of that. And I guess when you get quoted in the press, I'm sure you're saying that, but they're not putting it in there. Because absolutely, I did read it only covers four strains, but they admit that there's, what, over 300. So it does. It actually is going to cause more cancer.
It certainly can, because even they admit that they have identified other strains, at least 30% more strains that are cancer-causing, and they're not targeting it in this vaccine.
So it's going to cause more promiscuity, which is going to accelerate not just this particular VD, but dozens.
That's right. And it's so unfair to the young girl.
Stay there. We've got a break. We'll be right back. This is amazing.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Kathy Adams, the president of the Texas Eagle Forum, is on the front lines fighting Rick Perry. Now, to me, the biggest issue here is that there is no law that you have to take any vaccine, but the schools and the media every year across the country say it's the law, you've got to take them. No, all it is recommendations from the governors and the legislatures that it be on the list on their mandatory list of recommended, and then they don't tell you that there is by state law a waiver form for religious or conscientious objection, and that's been through court. You don't have to fill out a waiver form for something that isn't the law to begin with. What they do is they expel or suspend your child, then they come in with criminal truancy when it's the school that falsely kicked your child out to begin with, and lawsuits have been won over this. So this is the big secret we're trying to get out. Can you speak directly to this hoax that Perry's trying to perpetrate? And then, of course, he was at the legislature yesterday trying to now get a committee to pass it out to go ahead and try to have the state put it on the list of recommended, which they then falsely claim is mandatory. I mean, just the hoax nature of this alone, everybody should be against it.
Well, I am concerned about what happened yesterday in the legislature. There was a hearing in the Public Health Committee, and we were working very hard to see language change from may to shall. Instead, the may was dropped, and we are not so certain that that is as strong as saying that the governor shall not issue an executive order to mandate the HPV vaccine. And also, just like you have already excellently pointed out, who else can mandate this? And if they just put it on a recommended list, is that going to be accepted by a physician as a mandate? And so the words are always easily misunderstood, especially by parents who want to do the right thing for the children.
But my point is the media, who also gets massive amounts of money in advertising funds from Big Pharma in general, goes out and lies every year 2 months before saying you've got to take the shots or your child can't go to school and then you'll go to jail. Mm-hmm. It's a lie.
Well, and parents in Texas have a little bit better opportunity to opt out than in some other states, in that we do have the conscientious objection and we do have the religious exemption, as you've already pointed out. However, you still have to, now he says he's going to have this exemption online, you still have to go online, you still have to offer personal and private information about yourself and your little girl in order to opt out of this, and you have to refill out this form every 2 years. That's not freedom.
No, it's not. Well, here's another example. I have good personal friends who have friends themselves, but it's a local prominent family, not going to say their name, not because they don't want me to, but I haven't gotten permission to. And I always say this is happening to well-to-do people. And it's not like I'm saying poor people don't count. I'm saying if they're doing it to well-to-do people, then imagine how bad it is for poor folks that can't defend themselves and the system knows to basically pick on them. This woman had a baby at a Sheaton satellite clinic 2 weekends ago, and she said, no, you're not giving my baby any of these vaccines. And they said, we're going to take your child. We're going to call CPS. It's illegal to not take vaccines. Mm-hmm. There is no law, mm-hmm. but they're threatening people with taking mm-hmm. their children.
And what vaccine are they trying to give this newborn baby? Hepatitis B, which is a sexually transmitted disease. I mean, this is absolutely unconscionable to be doing that. And you're in good company. Star Parker, who is a syndicated columnist, has made the same point. She said, here you are coming up with this nonsense of an HPV vaccine, and it's going to hurt the black community. And then she goes through those who are going into the free clinics and those who are going to be receiving a mandated vaccine and not having someone interceding on their behalf.
Well, I think the hoax angle is the most important because it isn't a law, it's color of law, it's racketeering because you've got all these organizations and groups combining together to push a fraud. We've only got about a minute before we break again, but getting into the reactions, which we'll do after the break, tell folks what this vaccine is actually made up of.
This vaccine is a genetically altered virus, which is the first of its kind in a vaccine. And so they're really, after a four-year study, and mostly on girls who are 16 to 26, not as young as what this mandate would require before entering the sixth grade, then 4 years is not a long enough time. And furthermore, you don't know if even 5 years later with this vaccine is still going to be preventing one of those four out of more than 100 strains of HPV virus. And so it is a genetically altered virus that is being injected into these little girls, and there's just not enough time to know what that's going to do to the masses of little girls.
Listen, that's another question I have. I read over 100 strains, I read over 200 strains, I read close to 300 strains in different medical literature. How many strains are there? Are there new ones every month or something?
Well, you know, I really don't know. I've read also those different numbers, but the most specific one I read was 127. But usually I'm reading 4 out of more than 100. And so that's what I repeat because that's what I've read most
times. So that's a conservative number. It covers 4 of the virus strains of 127.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally worthless. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. The president of the Texas Eagle Forum, Kathy Adams, is our guest. We're about to talk to Diane from Pennsylvania, who's the mother of a young lady, who's having some serious problems after she took this. But for the listeners that just joined us, Kathy, can you recap basically what we're dealing with this live virus and the hoax they're trying to push nationally, emanating out of Texas, that it's the law, you have to take it?
Yes. The fact is that the human papillomavirus is more than 100 strains. This vaccine is not even promised as a cure, and actually not even as a prevention of cancer, even though that is being touted in by some, especially politicians. Furthermore, we have no crisis of HPV cancer causing cancer. As a matter of fact, the numbers have gone down by 74%. The fact also is that this vaccine is the first genetically altered live virus that is being injected in little girls, and it gives them a false sense of security because they think that they're now protected from HPV when actually it's only targeting 4 out of more than 100 strains, and furthermore, it doesn't protect them from other sexually transmitted diseases, AIDS, or any other kind of cancer.
And can you recap the type of lobbying we're talking about and how much this vaccine is going to cost?
This vaccine is the most expensive of all vaccines, and I think that we've got to follow the money in order to see that for nearly $1,000 for one series of three shots, who is being paid? Who is being paid handsomely? And first of all, the Merck is the company that produces this, and the lobbyist for that company is the former chief of staff of the governor of Texas, Mike Toomey. And furthermore, we can see that the chairman of the health committee, the public health committee in the state house, is also the head of the state women in government, which is partly funded by Merck as well.
And she has family that's his current chief of staff.
That's right. Her daughter-in-law is the governor's current chief of staff. And so if you follow the money and you follow the power here, it's like, my goodness, no wonder they're usurping parents' authority and they're usurping legislators' authority. They've got money to be made here.
There's 150 million women and growing in this country. If just 50 million women take this, what's 50 million times $900?
Well, actually, this company is said to make $4 billion if this can be instituted across the country. And, of course, a mandate is something meaning that you're going to have to go to trouble in order to opt out of.
But that's just if they make 10 and 11-year-old girls take it.
Well, the $4 billion, yes. And so then what happens to those who may be in the 7th grade or the 8th grade who didn't get it? Are they going to go after them on the second round of this mandate?
And meanwhile, Merck is in deep trouble for Vioxx.
That's right. So this is not a human papillomavirus HPV vaccine as much as it is a help pay for Vioxx. And I'm not saying that the persons that we've mentioned are making money, but I'm saying that Merck is making money, and they don't deserve to make any money on at the risk of the health of our little girls.
And again, you made the point that it doesn't even protect the girls, but it makes them think they're protected.
That's right. It is a false sense of security when you are giving a girl a vaccine that is only going to protect them, maybe, against 4 out of more than 100 strains, and then that doesn't even count those girls who are harmed, and some are in even life-threatening situations today because of this vaccine.
And we're about to go to our other guest, and I hope you stay with us for that, but we also have at the very same time big pharmacological companies coming out and saying they've got a whole bunch of other vaccines for supposedly sexually transmitted diseases, and a lot of young women are going on MySpace accounts. I've seen it. Callers have called and saying, I'm taking it so I don't get breast cancer. There's also this ignorance of medical matters with the general public believing that it's an anti-cancer vaccine, period.
That's right. And it's not going to protect them from other cancers, of course. And even Gardasil, the name of this vaccine, does not protect girls. It doesn't even say it protects them against cancer.
But the name sounds like it does. Gardasil.
Oh.
Guarding.
It sure sounds like it, but there's a lot of deception going on here. And when you follow the money, I think that you're going to find out that this is more about money than it is about protecting little girls.
It certainly is. And here's the New York Times from Friday. Furor over rush to require cervical cancer vaccines. But they restate the hoax saying that it'll make you take it. No, that's not true. So there's lies within lies. Going to Diane in Pennsylvania. Diane, and that's her real first name. I'm not going to tell you her last name. We first were in contact with her, with the young girl's grandmother. Diane is the mother. They live in Pennsylvania. I don't know how much Diane wants to tell you about her daughter. It's obviously in school, very embarrassing what has happened to her. And the Washington Times also reported 2 weeks ago about the massive autoimmune responses, lesions, bleeding, seizures, you name it, being caused. And before we go to Diane, I forgot to ask you that question, Kathy Adams. Can you comment on the type of reports that even the CDC is now admitting, and they just started giving this to people, of the type of autoimmune responses and other bad responses we're seeing?
Oh, there's a long list of contraindications on this. And some women are even more susceptible if they have as other risk factors such as smoking or using oral contraceptives. And so women can be very much compromised in their health already and then with this vaccine be more susceptible to the problems caused by it. But let me tell you, the newest information from the National Vaccine Information Center is that it's not just 82, as their Merck is showing online, of those who have been harmed by this vaccine.
There 82 are adverse reactions.
Right, adverse reactions since last June, but now there are 385. And that was found by the National Vaccine Information Center.
So in 6-7 months, we're talking about 385 cases, and the doctors don't even know what they're looking for. Generally, with a new drug, you get about 1 out of 100 actual reportings. On a long-time tested drug, where they know what to look for, only 1 in 10 adverse reactions. Mm-hmm. So conservatively, it's probably 99 times what we're actually hearing. I mean, this is off the charts.
Yes, it is. I think that we are clearly seeing that a live, genetically altered vaccine virus in a vaccine is probably something that is going to require a lot more work before it is actually acceptable in the general public.
And they knew what Vioxx was doing. Take Bayer, again, with the live AIDS in the blood products that contaminated hundreds of thousands of people and killed tens of thousands, and others are dying every day. I mean, and their internal documents came out in Australia. That's where it first leaked, but it was here in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K., New Zealand, that they just said, well, we've got to keep it secret because if it comes out, if we recall it, we'll have a stock problem. So go ahead and ship the AIDS-tainted product.
Well, and this Gardasil vaccine is now in our health clinics across the state of Texas. And you know, when they're going to be used, how much of them is going to be used, I think is dependent upon what our legislature is doing right now in the state of Texas. Are they going to be able to stay the hand of the governor on this executive order? And I sure hope so.
Well, I think bottom line, they can say we have to do this. We don't. We're free human beings. This is experimental and highly dangerous. All the other bad vaccine reactions and problems. It's a live cancer, cultured, a live virus. There's no telling the type of mutations and problems. And clearly it's causing serious problems. We've got to say no. Going to Diane from Pennsylvania. Diane, thank you for coming on with us today.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
If you could just give us a thumbnail sketch of what happened, telling us as much as you can. I mean, obviously, I don't think anybody is going to be able to tell who your daughter is. So, I mean, if you can, give us as much info about her and what happened to her and how quickly these bloody lesions formed after she took the shot.
Right. Well, I took her to the pediatrician for her yearly physical because she participates in cheerleading at her school. And it's mandatory that you have a physical every year. She was a perfectly healthy child. It was presented to me by the physician's assistant that I get my daughter the vaccine, which I had seen on the media. I had seen on the commercials that it prevents cervical cancer. And I, of course, was concerned and asked about the side effects. And she had told me that it's the typical redness at the site, some mild symptoms of fever, and any other type of flu-like symptoms. So at that point, I figured it was the best thing I could do for my daughter to prevent cervical cancer, and I consented to the vaccine, only to find out about 3 to 4 weeks later she developed vasculitis, which is a small blood vessel disease, and she has huge purple lesions that are blistery that are covering her lower extremities. And it also has affected her intestines, where she's had a little bit of rectal bleeding. And I'm concerned about her future in terms of kidney disease, because I understand it can go into your kidneys. And knowing what I know now, after the fact, I would have never had her vaccinated.
Well, we're going to have Pap Antonio, a super high-powered lawyer on who got Bayer convicted in court. He also went after the tobacco companies. And so I hope you'll tune in for that in the last 30 minutes of the next hour. Now, it's a three-shot regimen. How many of the inoculations, the vaccinations, did your daughter receive?
Well, she received the first one November 1st of 2006. We were supposed to return in January, But after she had developed the vasculitis, you know, I myself was convinced it was from the vaccine.
So with one shot, your healthy daughter developed this.
Yes.
Thank God she didn't get three.
Exactly. And unfortunately now as a result, I mean, she's 14. She's very conscious of her appearance. I mean, she has to cover up her legs everywhere she goes, even in her cheerleading, which, you know, generally they wear skirts, and she has to continuously be covered. As well, she has a lot of abdominal pain because she has symptoms in her intestine.
You need to sue Merck immediately, and not just to help your family for medical treatment costs and the pain that's been caused, but so other women hear about this and don't let this happen to their little girls.
I agree, yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate because if I knew then what I know now, I would have never vaccinated her. They just made it sound like this was the prevention of cervical cancer. I thought I was doing right by my daughter. And I'm just appalled that they would try to even mandate it, in another area.
Kathy Adams, you've got comments?
Yeah, you know, Diane, I really, as a mother and as a grandmother, my heart just goes out to you. And I have to tell you, I think that what you are saying now is going to be so helpful to so many people. Now, on this vaccine, it was not explained to you that it was the first genetically altered vaccine.
No.
And they didn't also tell you that it only targets 4 out of more than 100 strains of HPV?
No.
And probably, I think it would include not only your daughter, but you as well. You're thinking that this is going to prevent cancer, and even Gardasil, this manufacturer's name of its drug, this Merck drug, doesn't even on its own written materials make the claim that it is a prevention of cancer. And so it's being sold under a false
Well, the big question here is,
label.
How do they think they're going to get away with this? I mean, they continually do this with so many vaccines, so many drugs. This is totally experimental, live, mutated virus. It doesn't even protect you, but with 4 of the 127 strains, and that's a conservative number, I mean, this is a no-brainer. And does it concern you, Diane, to now know that the governor of Texas claims girls have to take this without a law even being passed? I mean, he thinks he's Dr. Perry now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my daughter only being 13, well, she's 14 now. She turned 14 in January. Only having the first series of the injections, I don't know if they would mandate her or I'd have to go through a court of law just to, I'm never going to have the other two vaccinations, the other shots. I refuse.
How long after the first shot in June did she develop this?
It was approximately 27 days.
And then what happened on the 27th day?
She broke out in a rash, and I took her to the emergency room. They weren't sure what it was. I then took her to a dermatologist who biopsied it and told me it was vasculitis. I took her to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia to a rheumatologist, and basically the rheumatologist there told me not to get the other two injections.
Oh, and so you have a doctor, a medical personnel, saying don't take the shots.
Right, and my pediatrician told me that this is, you know, when the studies go out, it's in a controlled setting. It's not until it gets out into the population that you start seeing the real side effects.
Absolutely.
And he told me that he would never have given the vaccine within the first 2 years that it's out.
So in other words, the little girls in Texas are going to be experimented upon because they'll be the first ones out there as a mandate receiving this thing. This is so wrong.
Right.
And Diane, you know, this is really sweet because let me tell you, you are protecting so many other families from having to suffer the same fate. And there is a daddy in Odessa, Texas, and I mean, this guy is one big guy, and he said, not only is my daughter not going to be vaccinated, and she is at the age where she would have to be vaccinated before entering school in 2008, but he said, I'm not going to fill out the opt-out provision either, and I dare anyone from the state of Texas to come after me and force me to.
Absolutely.
Well, what they'll do is they'll suspend her and then send the police. But then he's got to sue them. We have to sue them into the ground. But, I mean, let's get down to meat and potatoes here. In 1995, major British and African and Indian papers reported that they tested a UN program in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, giving a inoculation for something that, you know, seems like it's needed tetanus, but they'd added a very expensive synthetic female hormone and bound it to the tetanus, so the body had an autoimmune response to that hormone. That hormone is only released by the female Homo sapiens sapien when she enters the second trimester. So at that point, it causes 100% sterilization of each pregnancy and causes a miscarriage and abortion. And of course, then the UN said it was an accident, but they found different manufacturers adding the same hormone, and they had epidemiologists, virologists, vaccine designers say, no, this is a sterilization program. So and I don't want to get into details, but I have family who went and got the type of birth control that they injected under the skin, totally screwed her up. I have some other close family back in the 70s that got one of those IEDs, totally sterilized her, endometriosis. What more do our women have to go through, whether it's an accident or not, and we know it's by design, in many cases, you can't trust anything these people put out. Comments, Diane?
Oh, absolutely, especially with such young girls as this, and it puts parents in a position, like Kathy had brought up. I was under the impression if the FDA approved it, it must be good. It must be the right drug for my daughter, and it must prevent cervical cancer. So how could I not consent to this vaccine? It scares me that they're going to mandate this and make it, you know, give it to these nine-year-olds. And when it's only, the immunity is only good up to 5 years that we know of. And
we'll be right back. Stay there.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Diane and Kathy will be with us for 5 minutes in the next hour. We'll definitely have to get them back on in the near future. It is a distinct pleasure to have great people like this on the show who will speak up and stand up. And it's a great honor, and I'm blessed to be in this position on so many great AM and FM affiliates across the country, satellite, internet, shortwave, because I have a passion to warn people. I guess I'm just kind of a goody two-shoes. I want to warn people. I want to warn women. And I've seen the medical community hurt women that are close to me in my life, and I'm just, it seems like women are being targeted, and there's no seams about it with the United Nations and the World Health Organization. That's why every AM and FM affiliate from upstate New York to Kansas City to Austin, Texas, to Chicago, to Ohio, to Florida, all of you. We need more affiliates. We're listening on the internet or shortwave in your area or satellite. Call local stations. Get them to pick the show up. We've got to try to get Kathy and Diane on Coast to Coast AM. I know George has helped expose this stuff on over 550 radio stations. That's why I do this every day. That's why I work so hard, because this evil is so incredible. Before we go back to Diane, there was a point that you wanted to make, Kathy.
Absolutely, and that is that in 1986, the federal government passed a law that protects vaccine producers of any mandated vaccine from lawsuits.
And so this gives them liability protection.
That gives them liability protection. That means that we are subject to health issues with no recourse, and that's not good.
This is incredible. And it means even if the lawsuit's won, the government bails it out.
That's right.
And you have the vaccine damage fund that's, what, $3 billion, that if you can jump through 500 hoops, you might get paid for your child that's autistic or mm-hmm. for your daughter that's in all this trouble. Diane, other points you'd like to add?
Yeah, I was trying to say before we went on to a break, when Kathy was bringing up the point about parents being uninformed or believing that the government is going to protect us. And it's only after this happened that I realized that the government really doesn't care about me as an individual.
Oh, contrary, believe me, I studied it. They actually want to hurt you. They could care less. Look at Bayer. And the age. This is guaranteed. This is part of some type of eugenics program. The Rockefellers were big into vaccines in the 20s. They funded Hitler. There's a whole other agenda out there, Diane, and they deceived you. They lied to you about this.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I just hope that I hope people step up and express what, you know, if their daughters have been vaccinated and they have side effects, I would love to hear that there's other people. I mean, it's a misfortune. I don't want to see anybody hurt, but I know this is something that my daughter was subjected to because of the vaccine.
How is she doing with this now happening? I mean, in such a special time in her life at 13 years old.
Really, she was a very active social person, and she's very depressed. She's withdrawn. She doesn't participate in the activities like she used to. I'm concerned about her. I'm concerned about her physically. I'm concerned about her mental health. I don't know what this is going to do to her in the future. I mean, you know, I have four children. I have one daughter, and I don't know what this brings for her future.
Well, I have a daughter, and they're just so precious and sweet and innocent. It just enrages me to think about these bastards want to shoot her up with this crap. It'll never happen over my dead body.
Exactly.
Excuse me getting upset here, but I just...
That's all right. I agree with you. I mean, I wish I wouldn't have been so naive when I was sitting in the pediatrician's office.
Well, it's not your fault. You didn't know. Now you know, and you're doing the right thing speaking up.
Right. Exactly.
Listen, I've interviewed dozens and over the years talked to hundreds of families, and I go, when did your child become autistic? And they go, 18 months. It's always the third round. The child's walking around happy, giggling, talking. They take the shot, they're gone forever.
Right.
And and that's the mercury at the third round builds up to a toxic level.
Oh, great point. In this vaccine, they add aluminum. And if you look at persons with Alzheimer's and their autopsies, you find aluminum in their brains. And so this one has an inordinate amount of aluminum in each of the three vaccines.
Aluminum plaques.
Aluminum.
Does it have the thimerosal mercury? Or?
I don't know that it has.
I don't think they can, because that would kill the live virus.
Well, that's true.
I would imagine. Oh, so this doesn't have mercury. It just has a live cancer virus.
And aluminum.
70-second break. Final 5 minutes with both our guests.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.